Good evening, Bangor High School, area high school, excuse me. This is Ginny Kraft. I'm from Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. We are here at the Mount Olive Show on October 12th. Going to be taking a look at your color guard this evening. Hope my comments will be of help to you. They're asking if we're ready, and we are. Now asking if you're ready. All right. Drum major salute has been given. Very traditional flags with the griffin. Very traditional work as we come forward, which absolutely fits what we're hearing and seeing with the band. Watch hand placement on the poles there. Make sure that their bottom hand is the exact same distance from the end of the pole as everyone else, because I'm seeing some definite differences there. Timing is very nice here. Person to person. Upper body being used. Different size step as we come forward. Hesitation step. Shoulder hip moves. And be careful right here, because some of us are not secure with where that flag should be in terms of the slam, hand to the end of the pole, hand not to the end of the pole. And as we transition now to number two, we are really doing a transition. Is there a way that we could have the stuff we need so that this transition would not be necessary? Setting up for the second number. Okay, go with our second number. Guard forward and backward, turning. One-handed work there out off of the right hand. Oh, be careful here as we do these turns up and over our heads to make sure that we're going goal line to goal line. There were a couple folks that did those front sideline to back sideline, causing a whole different look to what they're doing. Just look at the lower body orientation. I'm particularly looking now back at the backfield here as the guard is coming across with the flags. We have some folks that are backing into it, some folks that are moving forward into it. And we're having a few pulse problems within the feet themselves. So really want to work on that marching technique so that the lower body orientation and the upper body orientation allow them to spin in the same plane as the person next to them. Watch interval backfield. We have some folks really tight together, far apart. Just take a look at that outer arc side one. One-handed work there off of the right hand. Times pretty nicely. Watch the timing of the turn of the bodies as we come across now. Flips on the poles. Okay. Not sure whether that was meant to be a parallel or meant to be a horizontal toss. You want to make sure that that everybody is aware of what it is and just the basic training of what the difference is between those two tosses. Again, take a look. You're asking for turns there in their bodies in the backfield, and I can't tell whether it's ones and twos because we're not all turning at the same time. I love the fact that the guard is integrated throughout the band here, providing color in, out, and around. You know, take a look at how that's done. Does the band set up a circle there in the center, and how could you accentuate that circle for them? Yeah, be careful here as we hit this final post. Some of the guard was still marking time. Some had stopped. So you want to think about what that foot position is. Lovely pose here for the ending and hit right on time with the band. Good. I appreciate the fact that that transition took all of one beat. I also appreciate the fact that band is in three and the guard is feeling this in three. So as we come to a halt, make sure that the performers know, is it feet together, is it feet apart? We have a difference of opinion here. Good, all right. I appreciate the fact that there's a little bit of body underneath there. As you continue to grow the program, you want to look to do a little bit more body with this. Certainly, we're seeing equipment. We're seeing the guard incorporated into different forms throughout, integrated within the band and around the band. But what would grow the group now next is a little bit more use of the body, not just the free arm, which you are using right here with the lovely port-a-bra, but also what's going on beneath it in terms of pointing the leg, in terms of dance. When you have those moments where you sway from side to side, more into the lunge of the leg and using the lower planes. There's a lift. Nicely done. Right there, as you went side to side with the swing flex, that's an opportunity to give more body to layer that torso, to take that torso off the center and give us another look. So appreciate the use of the swing flag. Yet another piece of equipment here and a different look for us and a different coloration. Yeah, guard is up here nicely filling the negative space of the band. We have some guard that is off on side two, kind of arced around, but the disconnect between them and the guard that is more towards the 50 and on side one is large. Possibly a connection there would make more sense. Okay, soloist coming in, oh good, giving us a little bit of a dance and a lightness of feel as we hear that lightness in the woodwinds behind. All right. This pose is very similar to the pose that they did at the end of one. Think variety, think differences, ways that you always make this look a little bit different. Coming forward again to the front sideline for a transition. And while the transition is quick, that's a very similar feel to what we did before. So you want to take a look at that. All right. Good. Moving on to the gray flags here, which definitely, it's a visually musical thing here with the music that we're hearing. Hitting the accents with them, nicely done. Okay, just taking a moment to watch what's happening here. Yeah, I'm feeling that same disconnect. So now we have the guard on side two here, or stage left, if you will. And then you have four that are off on the other side. If there was some connection between them, it's an interesting design choice. Good. The timing's being handled well here in the ensemble. This part, they really seem to understand what you're asking for. Hand placement on the poles is good. Timing is good here. Oh, be careful. As I say that and we hit those accents, got a flag, a sail, and got a little bit late. Appreciate the detail to the free hand, having that on the hip. So now just, in terms of growth, the band is doing forms moving all over the field, but the guard has remained relatively up front and in relatively the same type of a form with a heavier box to one side and an arc or a line to the other. Think about ways that you could create, some creativity in terms of that look as well. And thank you, Banger, for your show today. Certainly, you're doing the right thing in color. The guard is listening to what the band is playing. and it's musically hitting accents. We need to just take a little bit of look at the ensemble excellence and just a little bit of training. There are moments like that last number where they really look like they've been trained, understood what to do. And there are other moments where the hand positions are different for each of them. I want to take a look at the range and variety of choreography. You know, it's all flag show. We have flags. We have swing flags. But think about, you know, where they're staged, the similarity of the staging, and possibly layering body on what they're doing to enhance that. There's that one moment where they are integrated with the band, and that's a strength for you right there. So try to look for more moments where that can happen. I hope my comments have been of help to you. Wishing you a lot of good luck in the future, and I hope to see you in Critique.